So, friends, we are continuing the lesson, Following God. And we're picking it up in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. And we want to go down to verse 57. And we're going to read to verse 62. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father." But he said to him, "Allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God." And another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home." But Jesus said to him, "No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." So in the first one, we look at, you know, Jesus saying to the young man, or whoever it was, I'm sorry. This person said, "I will follow you wherever you go. The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So are we willing to give up all that we know? The comfort in our lives, the easiness that we found ourselves in? No, of course not. We don't want to do that. It's hard to do those things. But as we learned back in the other lesson, nothing is impossible with God. Again, that's all we have to do is to desire, you know, to follow God. Just walk with him. He'll help us. And the other man said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, permit me first to go bury my father." But he said to him, "Allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God." Now, was Jesus kind of harsh here? No, it's just, you know, what is the focus of our lives? This world has to be dead to us. He's just showing us the level that he's on. The young man is wanting to go bury his father, you know, who's dead. But Jesus is telling him, go and preach the word of life. Preach life. Don't worry about the dead. It's over. Preach life to those who will listen. You know, so we can't look to our experiences that are going on around us. Sometimes we have to look past them. Sometimes we just gotta walk, you know, in life. You know, and let the dead bury their dead. Sometimes we have to remove ourselves from attachments to be with God. And here he sums it up. In 61, another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home." But Jesus said to him, "No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Don't start something and not finish it, especially with God. You know, we can't go back. It's just like, you know, when the Israelites left Egypt, you know, and Moses is taking them out in the wilderness. You know, they were wandering around. They thought Moses was crazy and he wanted to kill them because they were just wandering around. And they started mumbling. And then they wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to the slavery that they were in, the hardships they were in. It's like they forgot what they had to deal with. We can look to that as a microcosm of our lives. Do we want to go back to the slavery that we were in? Are we willing to give up God so easily? That's all he wants us to do is hold on to him. Just hold on to the plow. Just keep working. Keep your head down. Keep your focus. God will make it okay. He'll add things to you. The things that you've lost, he will add more to you. He will bless you for serving him. He will bless us. He will cause us to prosper. You know, maybe some people look to that as material things. Yeah, sometimes. But then again, remember, we can't hold on to those things. We have to bless other people. But also with peace, you know, the treasures of mercy, the treasures of wisdom, the treasures of discernment. You know, there's more to treasure than monetary gain. It's everlasting treasure that just can't perish. So basically, Jesus just wants us to focus on our work with God. And don't look back. Let's go on to Matthew. We want to go to chapter 4, verse 18. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now look at that contrast there. I mean, we see the contrast where they just dropped everything and followed Christ. That's what he was talking about. Not looking back once you've committed to something. Keep going forward. Just keep pressing on toward the goal. You will win. Everything will be okay. We face a lot of the winds of our past once we turn around. You know, we're going so fast. You know, before we met Christ, and when we turn around, and then we have to face all the wind of our travel. We have to face that, you know, and head the other direction. But we have Christ, we have His Spirit there to help us. We have God the Father working in us to do His good will and pleasure. Again, that's all we have to do is just get up and start following Him. And see how, you know, great a contrast that these verses are to the ones we read it a little bit ago, how Jesus faced excuses from these men. You know, one wanted to bury his dad, the other wanted to go say goodbye to his family. And here Peter and James, you know, the brothers, all four of these guys, they just got up, left what they were doing, followed Jesus. Commitment, perseverance, endurance. That's all we have to do is just be committed and persevere. And God will work in us the endurance to stay with it. Basically, we just have to keep being focused on God and His will for us. Not worry about the things that we're leaving behind. Those things will take care of themselves, or they can come, you know, with us. Let's see, we want to go to, the Gospel of John, verse 21. I want to go to verse 15. So, When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to them, "Tend my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." You know, in reading this, you know, we realize that Jesus digging deeper into Peter's heart, breaking him down, allowing Peter to restore himself back to Jesus. Because this is the part when, after Peter denied Jesus three times, when they took Jesus to the court, people were noticing Peter, and Peter was denying, you know, that he knew Jesus. So basically, seeing Jesus restore Peter, getting down to his soul, stripping him of all pretense, exposing him. "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus is asking us, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" As we let him in, as we allow the Spirit to work in us, we make ourselves willing to do anything for Christ. This world fades away. This world is nothing. This world is dead. You know, and as we follow Christ, he gives us, you know, the things of our heart. He gives us the desires of our heart. I mean, it's God who made us. He knows what's in us. He knows the things that are going to make us happy. He knows the things that are going to complete us, the things that are going to make us strong, the things that we're good at. You know, as he breaks us down, as he cleans us, and as we hold on to him and work and practice righteousness, those things become clearer. Our light becomes brighter. Our motives become purer. Do we love him? Okay, guys. We're going to finish up on the next lesson. You guys have a blessed day today.